One thing that I cannot stand is litter and people who just throw rubbish everywhere.
Oh, I thought you were going to have a crack at the state of our office.
No, for a minute there.
Oh, this is serious. Okay, right.
Well, in our office, I'm the one that leaves papers everywhere. So,
oh, no, it's
but that's
all right.
Different. That's what an office is for. But I just want to praise you for alerting me to something.
Oh, okay.
So there's a girl called, or a lady called Maddie Knight, and she's put a message up on Facebook. And she lives in one of my favourite places on the planet, Candanga. And so this is what she said. She said she lives in Candanga, and during the week her kids and her play at Traveston Crossing, and it's really beautiful at the moment. It's flowing and clear. But she said, as usual after the weekends, it's left trashed. Rubbish, fire pits with broken glass, toilet paper, etc. everywhere. So she's called the Gympie Council to have a chat about her concerns, and she said they're really great. But, yeah, there's a number you can call. She said if you're over this beautiful area being turned into a dump, call, and it's 1-300-307-800.
Is that like a litter watch line or something?
Yeah, it must be. People can lodge action, and it's certainly something I didn't realise you could do. So that number again, 1-300-307-800. So, I mean, the last thing you want to do is be worried about as what, like, A, the area looking like an absolute dumping ground, but also your kids stepping in glass when you're just trying to have a swim or
also, it's
enjoy the
courtesy.
Beautiful area.
It's like when you get glass at playgrounds or,
yes.
You know, people dropping, you know, bits and pieces of knives and that sort of stuff.
Well, even just
in the soft
pool.
Oh, God, yeah. There's too much of it. And that's the problem. Somewhere like the Traveston Crossing, which is meant to be one of the areas around here where, you know, we showcase to visitors. Mm. It's somewhere where people like to go and stay and take their families, and they turn up and see that. It's almost like you have around the North Shore, around the Tiwa Beach area. People go camping.
Yep.
I'm not sure whether you can camp around the Traveston Crossing area, but people who camp leave their stuff behind. They even leave their, you know, their doggy dunnets. They try and bury them, which is probably the wrong thing to do. You need to be moving in and taking that stuff out with you when you go, and this is not what's happening enough.
No, take some boxes. Take some huge Glad bags with you. Don't leave your rubbish lying around. It's just disgusting.
You know, so clean up those areas there. Traveston Crossing is not the only area, of course. As I mentioned, there's a couple other spots too that come under the auspices of people not caring. And I think it's just a matter of bringing it to the attention of not only the authorities, maybe they need some more rangers out there to find people, or just maybe even some, I hate the idea of this, but CCTV.
Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just to keep an eye on people.
Yeah,
you know?
Potentially. I mean, if there are any really bad hotspots where people just continually dump their rubbish by the roadside.